Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katholena with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav directs police department to intensify efforts to curb crimes against women and children. Advisor Dr. Kekrilulia Hume says substantial funds are being allocated to constituencies under LADP. Nagaland Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchen appeals citizens to provide complete and accurate information at ongoing census. And Centre bans manufacture, sale and distribution of 16 fixed-dose combinations in public interest. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav today directed the state's police department to intensify efforts to curb crimes against women and children, strengthen monitoring mechanisms, and ensure that victims receive timely support and justice. Concerned over the increasing incidence of sexual assault against women, particularly minor girls, the governor discussed the matter with the state's Director General of Police, Rupin Sharma, at Lok Bhavan, and directed him to review the prevailing law and order situation and the measures being taken to address such crimes. Mr. Yadav also emphasized the need for swift, effective, and exemplary action against the perpetrators. The governor further stressed the need for increased public awareness and community participation in preventing such offenses. Advisor for School Education Nagaland Dr. Kekrilulia Hume today inaugurated a futsal court at D. Kale Ground in Kohima Village and distributed agricultural machinery to farmers. Speaking at the event, Dr. Hume said substantial funds are being allocated to constituencies under the Local Area Development Program, LADP, and stressed the need for effective utilization of the funds to address local priorities.
2 crores and 20 lakhs here, every constitution. So if we calculate this, I think this is one of the largest expenditure the government has on earth. So we cannot spend this money outside our constituency.
Referring to the newly inaugurated futsal court, Dr. Hume said the facility was constructed following a request from the DKL Council. He expressed hope that it would help nurture sporting talent, provide opportunities for youth development, and encourage healthy lifestyles among residents. He also encouraged the council to generate revenue from its use for community welfare. Highlighting the importance of agriculture, Dr. Hume noted that many families have gradually moved away from farming and expressed hope that the distribution of agricultural machinery would encourage a return to cultivation. He said increased participation in farming could contribute to livelihood generation, productive land use, and local economic growth. The advisor also encouraged government employees and other members of the community to invest in agricultural activities and advocated equal wages for men and women engaged in farm work. Nagaland has joined the rest of the country in undertaking the historic census 2027 with launching of the self-enumeration drive on 16 of this month. For the first time, the census is being conducted in a fully digital mode by using mobile applications, a central monitoring portal, and an optional self-enumeration window. State Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchen appealed to the tribal leaders, various civil society organizations, and the citizens to extend support to the census officials by providing complete and accurate information.
This new facility has been introduced to make participation easier and to ensure that no household is left out of this vital national exercise. The state government is deploying more than 6,100 dedicated census officials who will work diligently across our towns and villages to ensure a comprehensive and accurate census. I appeal to our tribal bodies, civil society organizations, the church, urban local bodies, village councils, community leaders, and all citizens to extend their fullest support to the census officials.
Akashvani Kohima will broadcast the message of Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchen right after this news on both FM Tragopan 103 MHz and primary channel 639 kHz. The centre has banned the manufacture, sale and distribution of 16 fixed-dose combination FDC drugs for human use with immediate effect. The move follows a Supreme Court-directed review by an expert committee set up by the Drugs Technical Advisory Board, which found the drug combinations lacked therapeutic justification and could pose health risk. The banned products include certain dermatological, pain relief, antispasmodic and antibiotic-based medicines. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said the action aims to ensure only safe, effective, and scientifically validated medicines remain available. State drug regulators and enforcement agencies have been directed to strictly implement the ban. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS Guwahati Branch Office, under Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution today organized a sensitization program on quality standards and Bureau of Indian Standards certification for micro, small and medium enterprises at Dimapur. The program aimed at creating awareness among entrepreneurs and consumers on the importance of quality standards, product certification and management system certifications to enhance market access and competitiveness. Addressing the participants, Chairman Naglen Industrial Development Corporation, Kulo Lorin, urged entrepreneurs to effectively pursue BIS certification to enhance competitiveness and scale their businesses beyond Naglen.
It's not impossible. It does not require massive amounts of money. It requires a system and it requires a strategy. The BIS give us a clear, simplified checklist for the product categories most relevant to Nagaland MSMEs. Our food processing units, our bamboo and cane producers, our textile and handloom enterprises, our construction material suppliers tell us exactly what standards apply, what testing is required, and where the nearest recognized laboratory is.
Earlier, delivering the keynote address, Director and Head BIS Guwahati Branch Office, Shovik Chanda, highlighted the role of BIS as the national standards body and emphasized the need to take the concept of quality to the grassroots level. He outlined BIS activities including formulation of Indian standards, product certification under the Indian Standards Institute mark, management system certifications such as International Organization for Standardization, hallmarking, and outreach initiatives in educational institutions. India has undergone remarkable transformation driven by principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Viswas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of poor, farmers, women and youth. Today, we focus on government's transformative initiatives driving the vision of an empowered India.
Over the last 12 years, government has driven a structural transformation in India's high-tech landscape. Two of the most significant pillars of empowered India are development of a semiconductor ecosystem and explosive growth of space startups. The India Semiconductor Mission was launched in December 2021 with a massive outlay of 76,000 crore rupees, offering fiscal support of up to 50% for silicon fabs, compound semiconductor facilities, assembly and testing units, and chip design. By 2026, the government launched Semiconductor Mission 2.0, allocating 1,000 crore to industry-led research and training centers to drive technology development and build a future-ready skilled workforce. The Indian Space Policy 2023 enables and permits private entities to carry out end-to-end space activities. After that, the number of registered space startups has gone up from just one in 2014 to more than 400 as of date. India's space economy is now valued at about $8.4 billion and expected to grow 4 to 5 times over the next 8 to 10 years, potentially reaching $40 to $45 billion. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And International Day of Yoga 2026 will be celebrated globally tomorrow. The theme this year, Yoga for Healthy Aging, recognizes yoga as a lifelong companion for health, vitality and inner harmony. Concluding Akashvani News Kohima's special series on the benefits of practicing yoga, today we focus on the broader message of yoga. More than a physical exercise, yoga encourages balance between body and mind. Through regular practice, individuals can improve flexibility, strength, mental clarity and emotional well-being, helping them lead active and fulfilling lives at every age. As we prepare to observe International Day of Yoga 2026, let us reaffirm our commitment commitment to a healthier, happier, and more balanced future. And to end the news, the headlines here again. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav directs Police Department to intensify efforts to curb crimes against women and children. Advisor Dr. Kekril Hulia Hume says substantial funds are being allocated to constituencies under LADP. Nagaland Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchan appeals citizens to provide complete and accurate information at ongoing census. And Santa bans manufacture, sale and distribution of 16 fixed-dose combinations in public interest. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.